Hello, and welcome to Off the Clock, KBIA's Guide to Arts and Culture. I'm Maureen McCollum. Many famous artists have gone through different phases in their careers. Picasso had the blue period, Van Gogh used to recreate Japanese prints. KBIA's Rebecca Thiel shows us how one Columbia artist changed his style to fit a difficult time in his life.
When you walk into artist Cody Davis's studio, which is also known as his apartment, you notice bright colors radiating from the walls. The Columbia College student says his love of vibrant color is reflected in his paintings.
I like the intense saturation of color. I think it's very striking. You know, when I hang a painting in a show of 100 other artists, mine's always going to stand out because it's huge and it's bright. And you can't not see it.
Many of Davis's paintings have been described as colorful, Picasso-like portraits. But the 23-year-old's recent works are a lot darker and much more abstract. He says the expressionistic style in his newer works represents a traumatic time in his life.
So it's all about the experience that I had had in sexual assault, and then the experience of my boyfriend, who I cared for very, very much, using that event as a reason to not want to date me anymore.
He explains how he created works like Sheet of a Sabine.
I had been out in my backyard at the apartment I was living at the time, and I threw my bed sheet on the ground, and I threw a bunch of paint on it that I had found that my dad didn't want in his garage, and then sprayed it with a garden hose and covered it in wax and let it sit outdoors for a couple weeks, and then went out and grabbed it and brought it inside.
Davis says using these personal things helped him put what he was feeling into his works. They helped put some of his past behind him.
I thought the best way to really describe that would be to just take that bed sheet off of my bed and reconstruct it and turn it into artwork and sort of take not only garbage but artifacts of something that I might want to throw away as well and turn them into something that is spectacular.
Davis says he likes using cheap, often underappreciated materials in his artwork because it makes people reflect on everyday things.
You know, I want people to think about that. You know, think about how the things that we normally dismiss as not being good enough or not being quite right or being less than can be something more if you just give them the opportunity to.
Davis has participated in the Boone County Art Show since he was 19 and even placed first a few times. So when Davis brought his new series to the art show, he says friends and acquaintances were surprised by the dramatic change in his artistic style. But Davis says once he explained the works, people began to appreciate the raw honesty of his abstract pieces. Davis says he just couldn't express what he was feeling through a character like he had in the past.
I could say directly, this is what I'm feeling, not this is somebody that I've painted and here is a painting of this person who has been through the experience that I've had. That's not really honest, that's pointing at an honesty.
Even though his recent works were created out of a negative experience, Davis says he's feeling more positively about them.
Hundreds of other people, if not all people, have had that point in their life of not necessarily being sad or being angry, but just having that point of great understanding of yourself and how you fit into the world that you're in.
Davis says he's not sure whether or not he will keep doing abstracts.
I don't know if I want to continue to do them or if I want to go back into figurative work, or if I should try to combine the two. And so I'm sort of doing different experiments and deciding what needs to be done now and what I need to paint about now. You know, what is it? What is there to talk about?
You can find Cody Davis's work and contact information at Lakota on 9th Street. Rebecca Thiel, KBIA News.